this is your host, Dr. Tommy Mitchell from the Mental Health and Wellness Show. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing Husama Shamraz. She is an empowerment strategist who specializes in helping individuals adapt a healthy and sustainable lifestyle. She helps people improve their lives, whether it's professionally or personal. She likes to work with individuals who want to overcome obstacles and achieve their goals to identify their strengths and weaknesses. She has over 2 years' experience as a life coach, and she loves to help people improve and work on their mindset goals. With no further ado, I'd like to introduce our lovely guest, Husama Shamraz.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Tommy. Hope you are doing amazing.
Yeah.
This is Husama Shamraz from Pakistan.
Okay, well, welcome.
I am an empowerment strategist, yes, and I am also a cancer survivor and a mother of two. One of my child is neurodivergent child, hearing impaired. And this is where my journey actually began. When I actually gave birth to my son, who was diagnosed with hearing impairment when he was 9 months, I was shattered. I was having a breakdown, depression, anxiety, and whatnot. You just say it, and I had it. I experienced and witnessed all the emotions myself. And when COVID came, right after COVID, I was diagnosed with cancer, which was on third stage. Breast cancer, which was on third stage, and it was an aggressive type. So that was the point when I had a mental breakdown as well. So this is where actually Husama Shamraz, who you see today, rise up, you know, because the point of telling you all my journey is because you want to obviously understand my struggle as well. So maybe that can be helpful for many people who have been a survivor, who are actually diagnosed, and who have kids who need special attention. So this is where I belong to, and this is what I am. So I am really, really, really thankful to Tommy for letting me be here and connecting to all you beautiful people. Hope this podcast be helpful for you too, and it can be helpful for me as well.
Wow, thank you for sharing. That is quite the journey. Two kids with health challenges. And then you seem so young to be diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Yes.
During a pandemic when things weren't working, or systems, at least in North America, were not working smoothly. It was hard to access healthcare and support. And you received this horrible news. And quite frankly, most of us would go into panic because, again, you're thinking, what's going to happen to me? Who's going to look after my children? How am I going to get through this? But here you are sharing your story. So thank you so much. So I guess we'll get into a few questions. You definitely had a tremendous, multiple obstacles. How did you get through? What kept you going?
My willingness. Tell me. When I saw my kids, when I saw my son suffering, actually, because I was the one who was taking care of his academics, his medical, his well-being, his mental health, everything was on me. When I was on bed, when I was really on bed, I saw him suffering. Suffering in case nobody else was actually in that state of mind to take care of him. That time, I asked myself, what is my purpose of life? What is my motivation to go on? Because, see, I can die any minute. I was going through 32 chemotherapies, which was not really, you know, easy to go. It was really hard. It was really difficult for me, for my parents, for my husband, and overall supporters, overall loved ones. It was really a traumatic situation for everybody. But what was something which kept me running was my willpower. See, Tommy, what I believe nobody else will do it for you unless you do it for yourself. Because in the end, what matter is you. You in capital and bold letters. Honestly speaking, nobody else is going to do it for you. You need to do 3 affirmations every day, looking into the mirror, looking to yourself, I am strong, I am phenomenal, and I can do it. And this is what made me going, you know, this helped me get more power from my inner soul. This helped me get more motivated, and this helped me a lot by making me what I am today. Out of nowhere, I am a coach and empowerment strategist, helping myself and helping others.
I love that story. And I really like how you emphasize nobody else can do this but you. Like, we have to find that inner strength, even if we have to draw it from things around us. But at the end of the day, it is you who are in the driver's seat, and you have to strive hard, believe those affirmations. I totally agree how, you know, like, I am strong, I, you know, you can overcome this, is so powerful, because our mind, I believe things happen first in our minds before they actually happen in real life. Our minds are powerful, and it's so important to harness that strength and to prioritize it and to take care of your mind and your mental health. How have you been able to take care of your own mind and also the mind of your clients that you work with?
I believe in a transformation journey. Tomi, I believe in a transformation journey because, see, as I said, it's you who can do it. So whenever you take that awareness, take that accountability, take that responsibility of your own decisions, of your own circumstances, and of your own journey, you get more power from it. Because now what is there left is your energy. Yeah? Yeah. When you get that energy from your inner soul, when you get that power that you will do it, you will definitely do it, you can do it. And this is how it makes you running, you know, because nobody else, even your loved ones, even your best supporters, even your parents, even your spouse, even your kids, nobody else can do it until and unless you have that willpower to change yourself, to change your lifestyle. See, I agree on the point that sometimes circumstances and situations are not in our own control. But what can we do? We can just think about positivity in it. What is good about it? What else can be good about it? In which context was it okay for it to happen? These are the reframing questions I ask every day to myself just to keep going. And I love it when I ask it to my clients, honestly. You know, all this long, all in this 2 years, I got 17 clients because I take 4 to 5 clients every 3 months just to give them extra time, extra support, and an action plan. So what I do, I keep them connected to themselves. I help them realize, I give them a task every day to stand up in the morning in front of the mirror and give 3 affirmations. Like I said, you are strong, you're phenomenal, you can do it. And this helps them love themselves. This helps them prioritize themselves like I do. I believe in myself. I believe in my decisions. I am very aware of what I say. I am very aware of what I do. Today, I am in this podcast because I wanted to. I am facing the world because I wanted to. So this is what you all can do it. You can do it, Tomi, just to be a better version of yourself. Transform yourself.
Yes, that is very powerful. Again, something so simple. Our words, our thoughts. You don't need expensive equipment. You just need your mouth to talk and to believe. And also to take action. Because I also believe, yes, empowering thoughts are very important. Positive mindset, growth mindset is very important. But the next thing is you have to take empowered action where you do something. And what are your thoughts on that, Husama?
Sorry?
What are your thoughts on the idea that people must take action? Like believing
yes,
that you're strong is one thing, but what
about that's action? A definite thing. You can do it. Tomi, I believe, you know, how your mind works. It works with a pencil. When you take a pencil and a paper in your hand, whatever you write, is a direct suggestion to your unconscious mind. See, have you ever heard a statement that whatever you say consciously is a direct suggestion to your unconscious? And unconscious mind is a prime directive of unconscious mind is to help you safe, to keep you safe, to help you running. So unconscious mind needs a motivation to keep you safe, to keep you going, to keep you motivated. What you need to do, what I do. See, over here, I'll be sharing all those things which I have witnessed myself, which I have experienced myself, and which I am doing it for myself. I am not going to fake out. I'm not going to say anything which I'm not doing it, because I believe what I have witnessed is my experience. And what is my experience? I can speak out of that. So the first thing is take a note. In the morning when you get up, schedule your day. How are you going to schedule your day? Schedule it with your eatables. Take a breakfast. What are you going to eat? Plan your day. Schedule it. Your mind will know what you want. And sometimes, obviously, we do not go with the timetable. We do not go with the schedule part. But this helps. Honestly speaking, this helped me. Have you ever seen some people who have that daily diary in his or her hand, and they keep notes on everything that I have to do this? That is a reminder. Basically, they use the pen just to give the suggestion, direct suggestion to their unconscious mind.
Yes, I agree. I know in my life, there have been periods where I haven't been in my calendar as much as I normally am. And there's a definite difference in productivity, my focus, mood, everything. So being intentional, writing it down. I like how you said the pencil is like part, is like the mind. Basically, you're writing it down and you're putting it on paper and reinforcing the actions that you need to take. So what I'm hearing, you have to first have the belief and strength, encouraging yourself, and then write down the steps and follow through with actions. And I really also like how you said, when you work with your clients, you only share with them things that you're willing to do yourself. And that is very powerful and very authentic. And it's very important.
So I definitely believe in what you do. You can only refer that to people.
I agree. You can't give what you don't have. And if one is insincere or fake, it will show. Eventually, you'll eventually show.
Yes.
All right. So you have this really amazing story. You had stage 3 cancer during a pandemic, survived. Clearly, you're here. You look great. And
thank you.
Yes, you decided that, okay, I'm going to pivot and coach. What was it, just the fact that, oh my goodness, I got through this? Like, I need to share this joy, this realization with the world. What made you do it?
Actually, no.
Okay.
Actually, I am doing this for myself, for my mental well-being, for my wellness, for my, that one thing which makes you happy.
Ah.
You know, sometimes when you feel like being somebody who is just not your domain, but you do it. But I wanted to do this because this was so my domain. This used to make me so happy. And, you know, seeing my clients transform, seeing my client be their best version, makes me glow, makes me blush. Because, you know, that they give me something, what you call a gift of experience. You know, changing lifestyle for them makes me change lifestyle for me as well. So this is what I'm doing here. Is all because of me and for me. I am making myself my topmost priority, and I'll keep doing that.
I love this. You know, you talked about you. Like, yes. We are in our lives, we have to do it for ourselves. And you are fueling yourself. You are healing yourself. You are growing by doing this. And that's a very strong reason to do it. And I can relate to this. I often tell my clients is that when I'm talking to them, I'm also talking to myself. Like, this is a two-way thing. And like, you're right. Seeing them get to their better version of themselves, seeing their confidence increase, seeing their transformation. I love that word, transformation, because it's thorough. It's like through and through, your whole life, holistic, not just a small part. This is a complete, like, 180. Seeing that transformation is powerful. And You do it for you. And there's nothing wrong with saying that. So many people feel like it's selfish. It is not. It is selfless to be focused on you at the end of the day.
When your exactly. heart is bigger. Exactly. You know, when you just say it, that energy, that happiness just comes out. You know, like right now when you were saying it, you felt that energy. When I was saying it, I felt that energy. So when we experience it together, me and my client, we feel so much out of this world. You won't believe it. That's an extraordinary happiness, which I feel it for my client and my client feel it for me.
I love it. I love how it's feeding each other. I love I love the honesty. I love the, like, you're not being pretentious and pretending. It's truly, at the end of the day, it's for you. And that's how it should be.
Yes, definitely.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Because at the end of the day,
that's actually like feeding my soul.
Yes, I agree. I completely agree. And at the end of the day, it's only you, the listeners, us as individuals, who can transform our situation. So the power of the mind is, well, it's important to really harness the power of the mind and put it to paper. Use a pen or pencil and write it down with your hand and then take empowered action. Husama, I love this conversation. It was simple, but necessary, because I think we complicate things too much. And sometimes we have to remind ourselves of the basics. And exactly. This was a great reminder. Like, yeah, that's true. As much as life experiences have changed me, at the end of the day, I do it for myself, because it gives purpose and it helps understand me and grow myself in this journey called life.
Tommy, challenges are not going to stop for anybody in life. Life goes on. It's just we have to train ourselves, our mind, that how to tackle the situation. It's not that after coaching sessions, we are never going to be angry, but we will learn how to tackle our anger. We are not there. You know, coaches are not there to do some magic.
Yes.
It's just that we are going to train you for long-term life, and where you can even tackle it yourself, your anger, sadness, guilt, betrayal, and be empowered for life. The most important word in the world right now is empowerment. Every housewife, every entrepreneur, every soulpreneur, every businesswoman, every businessman, everybody needs that empowerment. And that's come, and that actually comes from within. Nobody else is going to give you. You cannot give me that empowerment. I cannot give you that empowerment. But you yourself can do it.
Very, very true. Perfect ending to our conversation. Husama, do you mind sharing with our listeners how they can get a hold of you?
Sure.
How would they contact you in social media?
I am on Facebook with the name Husama Shimroz, Husama Chandio on Facebook, and Husama Shimroz on Instagram, and Husama Shimroz on LinkedIn. And also, I am on WhatsApp, but I always give WhatsApp number when they connect me through any of these mediums, because that's more convenient. You know, sharing my WhatsApp number on this platform won't look more professional.
Yeah, no worries. We'll have your Instagram handles, Facebook handles in the show notes below. Again,
thank
listeners.
You.
Yes, thank you, Husama, for being here. Listeners, thanks again for joining us. And honestly, I like this conversation because it was simple and very important. A fresh reminder that it is you, okay? It's not me. It's not your partner, your kid. It is you. We have to pull up our bootstraps and have that belief and the faith and work on our mindset. All right? So you are the solution to your problem. And
yes.
With that, I will leave you till next week. This is Dr. Tommy Mitchell from the Mental Health and Wellness Show. Bye.